More Heart Than Talent Radio.
Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, with Dylan Albertson, the new millionaire apprentice here, Facebook Live on a beautiful Tuesday, middle of August. Dylan and I are on our way to St. Louis, Missouri this Saturday for an all-day More Heart Than Talent. A little history on Dylan and I through 6 degrees of separation. I've had the privilege of coaching Dylan's mom, Tiffany Albertson, for 3+ years. Dylan was introduced to me through his mom, and then his mom was introduced to me to another rock star, top-tier client of mine, Kaylin Hobbs, who is my Kansas City connection. Now, I'm originally from Kansas City for part of my life. Dylan is a graduate of Central Missouri State University. Now, here's the 6 degrees of separation. Between 1977 and 1978, Dylan's father and I went to the same college, Northwest Missouri State. His father is a Hall of Fame football player at Northwest Missouri State and a Hall of Fame baseball player. His father was a starting free safety and got drafted to play Major League Baseball and played 2 years in the minor leagues. His father's name is Marty Albertson. I didn't know him real well, but he and I were connected to the third baseman at Northwest Missouri State, Gary Gaetti, who was a very good friend of mine and a very good friend of his father's. Gary played 19 years in the Major League. So in the next several months, you'll see Dylan and I crisscrossing the country. He will be the straw that stirs the golden mastermind drink, Mr. Dylan
Exactly.
Albertson.
Jeffrey, thank you so much for the introduction. Jeffrey's going to be talking to you guys about 7 keys to closing a sale today. So
all right, well, thank
I'll
you
let
much.
Him have at it.
And Dylan's going to go back to the production lab because he is the producer. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, with an exceptional Facebook Live. Now, if you can't tell that I am OF, that is on fire today, but I'm on fire every day, but my heat's a little higher today. I'm not talking about the index on what's going outside. I'm talking about the index what's going inside, because I love St. Louis. I grew up in Missouri part of my life. I bleed cardinal red, and anytime I can be down on the hill of St. Louis, there's my homeboy Scott Huminsky. He and I are going to be dining in Chicago next month. Matt Smith, I see you out there. Lisa, I see you out there. Anna Cho, how are you? Shelly, I see you. So if you're here on the Facebook Live, go ahead and make a little post about some of the content you're receiving or you'd like to receive. But I'm going to move right in to the content portion, because what I'm covering are the 7 keys to closing a sale. Now, for me, closing is an identity because I am a closer. I've been a closer ever since I started closing. I make my bed in the morning. I finish projects. I start what I finish. I'm very ambidextrous. I can use both hands. I also am a multitasker. I am a closer. So practice this today. Say, I am a closer. And what I'm going to cover for you today are some of the keys to closing a sale, the questions in a sequence, how to effectively interview someone. And I cover this content in depth, and you can purchase any one of my audios back in the day. I used to sell like thousands, and I have sold over 100,000 audio cassette programs and CD programs, which are now practically antiques. But you can go to my website, goldenmastermind.com, and under downloads, you can buy some of my best downloads, Psychology of Asking, Psychology of Closing, Psychology of Prospecting. I have an 8 CD set, which on download called Personalities for Success, the Animal Factor, an 8 CD set on Money, Principles for Prosperity, and a Mindset CD called Mindset Consciousness. And I have been teaching closing techniques, closing skills, closing strategies, since I started my network marketing career in the late 80s. Now, as I said, I have an affinity for it. It's an aptitude. It was somewhat natural. There's no such things as a natural born salesperson. Someone who's skilled at selling typically is skilled in their communication style. And someone who's really skilled in selling is not a slick salesman. They're not a used car salesman. They're a sales professional. And for you to be a sales professional, the first situation you require is to let go of your anxiety about the outcome that has not happened. The emotion of rejection and abandonment, those two emotions hinder a large percent of the populace that sells because of the unresolved issues from the past over their shoulder about being traumatized, victimized, neglected, alcoholic homes, neglected homes, sexual abuse, sexual traumas, physical traumas, where you were violated, beaten, and traumatized, that is real rejection. If your father left and was supposed to come pick you up on a Saturday and he doesn't pick you up, well, that creates an abandonment issue. But when someone says to you, I'm not interested, or someone says, yeah, Y-E-A-H, let me get back to you. Yeah, why don't you call me back? What that means is don't ever call me back. I'm not interested. And the word no, N-O, I'll spell it out for you on the miniature whiteboard. For those of you who see me speak multiple times, you know that I am the king of the whiteboard. I like 4x6 whiteboards. So this word no, they don't say that. I don't like the no's. I don't like the word no. What they typically say is, I'm not interested. What they say is, I don't have the money. What they say is, yeah, I'll get back to you. Of course, I have to run it by my husband, my significant other, my wife, the blow-up doll in the closet, someone down the street in the same financial situation that I am, meaning that a large percent of the population avoids the commitment because they're commitment phobic. Now, what you're selling is you are selling the dream. You are selling a benefit, a feature, a service. You're selling an outcome. And most of you that are following this content today, the sales businesses that you're in, real estate, financial literacy, education, network marketing, direct sales, wellness, your own personal branding, coaching, most of those sales cycles are relatively short sales cycles. You should be able to close a sale in 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 conversations. Some of the top tier products that you sell have a bigger ticket price. It may take someone a little longer to find the funding, the capital, raise it, borrow it, certain situations like that. But a qualified buyer, whether it's $200, $2,000, or $20,000, a qualified buyer that sees the outcome can purchase now. Now, I'm about to buy a Mercedes for my significant other, and I'm just waiting on another transaction to happen and making the purchase. I mean, it comes that simple. I'm calling the dealership today because I'm a qualified buyer. I buy the brand, and it'll be the third car I've bought from Berberian Motors in Stockton, California. I'm a loyal customer, and I like to buy the brand. Now, there's also people who buy the brand. There's also people who buy you, and that's why you want to have a good brand, your own, or you're selling a company products that has good brands. And so that's also part of the situation. But we're gonna really dig in to these 7 keys to closing a sale. Now, I send out an outline. I'm not someone who typically reads notes, but for purpose of my database, I do send out an email, and I do actually write out the 7 keys, or I write out the content to the Facebook Live. But here are the 7 keys. The system to close: do you have a selling system? Number 2 is mastering the process of selling. That's the questions in a sequence. Number 3, setting the sale. It means that you set the sale by the first question you ask, meaning, like, it's Jim Rohn was famous for saying, I saw him say it 5 different times, it's not the sale, it's the set of the sale. It's how you set the sale. So it's how you capture the win. But in selling, you set the sale by the way you ask the questions early and often. ABC, always be A, always BBC closing. Always be closing, ABC, always be connecting. And then number 4, developing the ability to lead a conversation. That's small talk, fact finding, and rapport building. Those are the 3 components to asking a question. Hi, Amy. Amy Gilbert is waving here, and Roberto Guzman, good to see you. So, and then number 5 is find the problem. That's key. It's the key to the whole conversation, because if the person you're communicating with does not have a problem that you can resolve, then you're talking to the wrong person. So if you're talking to someone that wants to buy a Mercedes and you're selling Toyotas, it doesn't matter how good the value is. If they want a Mercedes, they want a Mercedes. They don't want a Toyota. So don't try and sell a Toyota to someone who wants a Mercedes. That's what many people do, is they waste their time on the wrong people. And Gerardo Tofola, who is in Facebook Live right here, is rock star. Just not Roxanne, but rock star. Gerardo has seen me speak as many times as Joe DiBianco, like well over 100. So Gerardo's followed me and referred me clients. So he understands the psychology of closing. Now, that's one of the CD audios on download, the psychology of closing, meaning that there's there's an inner game to closing. And if you don't understand this inner game, it's just like letting go. There's a mechanism to it. Now, what I say to a lot of my clients is you are too slow. And then number six is ask for the decision. You ask for the decision, not the money. You don't go, are you ready to pony up $20,000? You go, are you in a position that you're ready to purchase? And then number seven, the truth about the follow-up and who to follow up with. But let me tell you, the number one reason that people do not sell and do not close, the number one reason is, well, it's three words, anxiety, fear, and doubt. And that's broken down by processing, thinking, and analyzing. Most of the selling community is too slow. They have a gap and a delay between their communication. They stop and think. Well, closing and selling is a lot like baseball. You have to be able to hit a 98 mile an hour fastball, four off speed pitches, a slider, a curveball, a knuckleball, and a screwball. And these balls all break differently. And there's the way the fingers are in the hand and the velocity, wingspan of a pitcher. There's variables, but you're standing in a small box, and that's what closing is. You're in the closing box, not the batter's box, but you're in the closing box, and your prospect is your opponent, and they have your money, and it's your responsibility to understand for this transaction to come your way and this product to move their way. If you're in the way of those two ways, then that's because you're overwhelmed, anxious, and in fear. And that's what so many people do. And then a lot of people, when they're in a sales conversation, they're I don't know, guess, yeah, kinda, sorta, uh-huh, and sure. That's all the language of indecision. When you're the closer, it's your responsibility to be decisive, to be committed, and to have a belief that your product has value. You're selling two situations. You're selling yourself, and you're selling the product, benefit, feature, service, and the dream. Now, in selling yourself, that's not that complicated. It means I am good enough. That's what you're selling. But if you're not good enough, then you're telegraphing, hi, please buy from me, but don't. I'm not sure if I'm good enough. That's the telepathic message. And these gaps and delays. Now, those of you who I coach, I assist you to shorten that distance between asking for the commitment, asking the questions in a sequence, but you can't fumble around and go, if you're worried about making a mistake, getting in trouble, saying the wrong thing, offending someone, blowing the sale, any multitude of these stories, you have failed before you started because you're going to create your own disappointment to fulfill your feelings. Now, when you're in a position to let go, Gerardo just said it, if you're not closing, you are posing. That's one of my favorite statements. If you're not a closer, then you will pose as a poser, meaning that you're an order taker. So when someone comes up to my table in a restaurant and goes, hi, can I take your order? That is an order taker. Now, when you came into my restaurant, a five-star restaurant, to be, my name is Jeff. I will be in charge of your culinary experience. Are there any libations I may bring you from the bar? And someone goes, libation? What the hell is a libation? I just want a Jack and Coke. Yo, chief, a libation is a drink from the bar. Oh, yes. That's what a libation is. So that's command. When you have that kind of command, then you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that create your anxiety. Now, what many people do is they're able to, oh, I can sell the product, but I can't sell the dream. I can sell the, well, why? It's the same person. It's the same communication. The only difference is you're going to get paid more. Oh, yes, I forgot. That would contradict your anxiety. As you begin to separate your feelings from the event, Claudia Hernandez just joined me here today. T.C. Bradley. Now, T.C. Bradley is a closer. He closed me for 10 grand, not only because he had a great value proposition, and he's my friend. I love to buy from people I love. Now, T.C. Bradley, he'll take your book to bestseller. Now, took my book to bestseller on Amazon in two different categories. Plus, I have a 23-year history with T.C. He was my upline in the last company I became a seven-figure income earner, and he and I were closers. Right, Jesse? I mean, that's a little story between him and I. And closers close because closers are good at creating the outcome. And if you're not a closer, then you're going to sit behind the closer's table. The closer is at the closer's table. So when you go to a car dealership, the car gets sold, but the money gets made in the finance and insurance department, because the cars are just basically sold over sticker price on volume, but the money comes on the service contract. And so the top closer is going to be the finance and insurance person in that dealership. So if you're selling at a multi-million dollar Mercedes dealership, the person who's in F&I usually makes $500 to $1 million. In Kansas City, I used to know a guy named Marion Battaglia. Marion was a salesperson as a young man at New Plaza Pontiac and BMW up on Broadway, I believe Main Street in Kansas City. Now he's a general manager of the Mercedes Aristocrat Motors in Kansas City in Overland Park, Kansas. I mean, he's been in the car industry 40 years. And so obviously he's going to make $1 million. I mean, because he is a closer. And that's the difference between a closer. The difference between a closer is $100,000 and $10,000, $100,000 and $1 million. And when you're a closer, now you can teach closing skills. Now I'm going to go over these seven situations really quick. Number one, the system to close the sale. Your objective is has a system that it's so simple, you can teach it to the newest person who joins your team, your culture, your business, or your sales force. That means that you should have a system that you either have a script, you have a video, you have a podcast, you have a recording, and you are able to teach someone how to have a conversation in 3 to 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes, and 10 to 15 minutes on the variations of closing a sale. And that means that's what duplication comes from. Duplication comes from simplicity. Duplication does not come from complication. If I was in a network marketing company, I would choose a network marketing company that has a product that's easy to use. If it's a complicated product, I wouldn't be using it. It's got to be simple. Then I would choose a company that's sexy, where the database has sex appeal, not. And the sex energy, like you go to an event, you go, whoa, because you can just feel it. You go, and the owners look good, the leaders look good, and you can just feel that juice. It's like you go, I am going to be on that stage at the next event. I mean, that's what you want your team to be able to say. So that's part of that. And then you want to join a company or a business or a job that is a system that you lead a prospect through a simple system. So if I was in a network marketing company, direct sales company, I was selling cars. I mean, there'd be a very simple system where someone walks in the door. I'd have a way to communicate. Now that is on mastering the process of selling. So that means there's a communication style. My name's Jeff. I'll be in charge of your culinary experience. Is there anything from the bar I may bring you tonight? I must have said that a million times. So when I'm calling leads, hello, my name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm calling you from Stockton, California. How are you today? You responded to my newspaper ad about starting a business from your home. Is that correct? What I'm going to do is ask you a few simple questions, let you do the same, and we'll see if it's worth our time to go forward. Is that cool? Great, great. What do you do for a career? What do you do for a living? How long have you been a janitor? Is that a good line or profession? Do you have a college degree? Do you want to own a business? Why do you want to own a business? How serious are you? How committed are you? Serious and commitment questions are trial closing questions. How serious are you about owning a business? I asked a waiter once upon a time. I said, his name was Tanner. I said, Tanner, have you ever considered owning your own business? He goes, I'm going to college. I once asked a waitress, I said, Claudia, have you ever considered owning your own business? She said, oh, I wouldn't be good at that. Now, I'm not going to sit there and continue to beg these people to take a look at my business because they just CO'd, C-O-E-D, checked out, past tense. They just checked out. I mean, they DQ'd, disqualify FT, disqualified for time. And you learn to let people go. Many people go, oh, don't you think you're prejudging people? No, I don't. I'm not worried about that. I'm good. I am really good about reading the situation for what it is. I can hear the twig in the forest. I see the leaf drop. I can tell where the enemy, and I can hear the buffalo coming over the hill. That means that's intuition from all the repetition and experience. When you are skilled, there is no prejudgment. This is why you do not follow up with people who do not merit the follow-up. I'm going to number seven, the fortune's in the follow-up. First of all, it's too black and white. The fortune's not in the follow-up. The fortune is becoming a closer. That's number one. And that comes down to asking the questions in a sequence. That's on the seven keys to closing a sale. Download this email that I sent out or go to Facebook and download that and look at those seven keys to closing a sale. Everything you require to be a closer, not a poser, is what you require to understand. Now, on an average, I close $6,000 a day, give or take. I mean, and that's 6-7 days a week. And so you do the math on that. That's an average. That's what I average. I have closed hundreds of thousands of sales in my career. I mean, and selling is also showmanship. Selling is being genuine. It's being authentic. It's caring for the customer. But you also care enough for yourself not to waste your time with someone who's not going to be a customer. You have to be able to also read people who have a high degree of difficulty and you let them go easily. People who want to be right, people who are skeptical. Your objective is not to beg or convince them, and you're not out there to get them. Let me get you. I got to get this sale. That's not what you do. You close the sale, and in closing the sale, there's a transaction. So the goods and the products and the services go over there, and the compensation goes over here. That is the commerce. You're in business for commerce because commerce creates profit. These goods move over here. This money moves over here. It's all mythical. It ends up in a bank that you don't ever see the money because it's all invisible. It's called FICA money. Now, that's a whole nother topic for a call. That's Rothschild money. Once again, if you know anything about the agenda, the Illuminati, then you know that I know a little bit about that topic. G. Edward Griffin, I'll give you a hint, is a very good friend of mine. He wrote the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, and I have interviewed him on a few of my old More Heart Than Talents on a Wednesday night back in the day. See, I'm looking at time here. Number three, setting the sale. That means you ask the trial closing questions up front. How serious are you about starting a business? How serious are you about improving the quality of your health? Are you looking at Mercedes today, or are you considering buying one? Now, that determines how much time. We just are kicking the tire. Oh, you're a tire kicker. Cool. I understand. So, no, I'm a serious buyer. Well, a serious buyer, you're going to hand them the keys, and they're going to test drive it. Once they get in that car, they own it because they don't want to give those keys back, because this is all the psychology of selling. Once you understand the psychology, once someone starts to own it, it salivates in the back of the tongue. Ah, I have to have it. So that person that has to have it will go to great lengths to create that purchase. This is why oftentimes money is not the real objection. People will use money as an excuse not to commit, even though your product, your service, benefit, and feature could change their life, would improve the quality of their health. Any multitude of situations, they will avoid the purchase because it might contradict their identity. If they're a noble struggler and you have a product that would change their life, well, they have anxiety about the responsibility of changing their life. Right, Beth Lansing Henning? Beth is another one of my top tier clients who I have taught how to close, and she was closing this week. She's an exceptional closer. Say this, I am a closer. Take a post-it, write it. Write it in really nice block letters, black or blue. On one post-it, write it on three lines, I in the middle, M right below it, and then on the same line, a closer. Three lines, I am a closer. So when you're a closer, that's an identity. I'm a closer. You close doors, you close transactions, you make your bed, you finish projects, you walk through your kitchen, you pick things up, you pick it out of the sink, you wash it, it's in this side of the sink, you wash it in this side of the sink, you put it in the dish rack, you dry it, you just closed it. Closing is an identity. You close in everything you do. You shut the doors, you turn off the lights, that's closing. If you're checked out, you cannot possibly close. If you're unorganized, you're overwhelmed, you're in an outer body experience. So that's what happens. There's my girl, Kathy Shepherd. She is a closer. I've known Kathy for 13 years. She can close. She was a multiple six-figure income earner back in the day. There's Josh Waxman. That dude is a closer. He owns two franchises. I had dinner with Josh last Friday night in Philadelphia. Josh owns two Hoagie franchises in Philadelphia. Both of them are over a multiple six-figure investment. He bought them at 23 because he is a closer. He went out and found the money. And so when you understand this, so he didn't go, oh, wow, I don't have the money. I mean, this is the big leagues, dude. He has like 60 employees. He's 24 years old. He has profit and loss statement. He's a closer. He understands what is required to be an entrepreneur, to be a businessman. He understands what is required to be in free enterprise. As I'm wrapping up the content here today, here's something that I used to say early in my career. So this has such nice inflection. And then my team used to adopt it too. So this, I had a team early in my career called the Golden Mastermind Group, GMG. That later became Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. And that came from the Golden Rule. So I saw a picture of a hand holding this golden ruler, the Golden Rule. So that's really genuine and authentic. So the Golden Rule is do unto others as you would do unto self. So that Golden Rule, so that became golden. Mastermind comes from Napoleon Hill's book, Mastermind Alliance. So GMG was my Golden Mastermind Group. But here's what he used to say, my enterprise. And you have to really inflect in it, my enterprise. So Rochelle just joined here today. Kimberly, I've never seen you here today. So there's some new people here. A lot of old-time followers. I see Levi, Harvin, Levi see me speak numerous times. My boy, Matt Smith, who is a closer. Matt is also very, very skilled at neuro-linguistic programming and is a top-tier student of mine as a coach and is in sobriety consciousness. If you're on this call, if you're on this live today, Rochelle, I've never seen you before. Kimberly Morgan, I've never seen you before. Matt, I have not met you. If you have not, if this is like the first time you're ever seeing a Facebook Live of mine, I do these lives every Tuesday at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Then I do Facebook late night lives at 9 o'clock Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, some Sundays, but usually Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But I have another group along with my Facebook fan page, and I have multiple groups. But here's a group that if you haven't joined it, it's called Sobriety Consciousness. And that's where a lot of my best content is, and a lot of my best students are there. And that really will assist you to move into a state of recovery, sobriety, emotional sobriety, and consciousness. Dr. Duke is an exceptional man. Dr. Duke was my client, lives right out by Portsmouth, New Hampshire. He is a closer. Jenny, good to see you today. So Jenny Owens, I have had the privilege of coaching her and her husband. So they are closers. Her husband's a top-tier financial expert and is really, really skilled. Jenny is a very great wellness coach. Closer. So your objective is to be a closer. So I'm going to run down this list really, really quick. Number one, 7 keys to closing. Have a very simple system that you can lead a prospect to so that prospect can evaluate the product, services, benefits, and features. Master the process of selling. That's the questions in a sequence. Be able to effectively interview someone so they don't feel like they're interrogated, but you can have a relaxed conversation with them. Number three, set the sale. That means that you set the sale up in the early portion of the call. You're closing throughout the call by the way you ask the questions, or it could be in live call, whatever. Develop the ability to lead a conversation. Once again, that's be able to be relaxed with yourself so you can have a GOFC, good old-fashioned chat, while effectively interviewing someone to see if they're a qualified buyer. Number five, that would be find the problem. If they don't have a problem that you can resolve with your product, service, benefit, and feature, you are wasting your time. If you're a coach and they're not looking for a coach, well, then don't offer your coaching services. If they're looking for a Mercedes, don't try and sell them a Toyota if they're determined to buy a Mercedes. Number six, ask for the decision. Ask for the commitment. Now that you've reviewed all the content, based on what you've reviewed, are you in a position to get started today? Now that you reviewed the video, do you feel comfortable in purchasing? I mean, that's asking for the commitment. You don't ask for money, you ask for the commitment. And then number seven, the truth about the follow-up. Follow up with the people who merit the follow-up. That means you trust intuitionally who to follow up with. And last but not least, there are some of you who are new here on the Facebook Live today. If you have not received a free 20-minute coaching call from me and you have any level of interest in hiring me to be your coach or finding out more about what I do as a coach, I've coached 21-plus years, 12,000 clients, 60,000 hours one-on-one. And if you would like to find out more about my coaching, you can go to Jeff's, J-E-F-F-S, innercircle.com. There's a survey you can fill out. There's a 94-page download. You can have that download and fill out the survey, and I will get back to you very, very quickly. Kira, I have not met you either. Good to see you. Jeffrey Colt, Skolnick, longtime client friend. So thank you very much. 20-minute coaching session, Jeff's Inner Circle, JEFFS, innercircle.com. You have a great day.